I used to participate in casual hookup culture. And I felt like it was detrimental to my mental and sometimes physical health.
Because hookup culture can definitely be a scam that not many women are actually aware of. In my opinion, hookup culture is being advertised for women to be a lot more enjoyable than it really is for us.
I object to the fact that everyone looks at the hookup culture and says that women are oppressed by it and it's created, you know, by men, for men, and women are suffering. It's not entirely true. If you talk to women, they don't want to get married.
And the argument that I make is that even though there are plenty of exceptions to this rule, at the population level, a culture of sexual hyperliberalism suits men much more than it does women in terms of their preferences, and women carry almost all of the negative consequences.
For the past 35 years, and what the researchers found really perplexed them, it was that women seemed to be getting less happy as time went on. Now, obviously, this is a generalization. It doesn't hold for every woman in every time and place. But as a generalization, the survey data show a clear decline, and there are the charts to prove it, across the last 35 years, starting here and ending somewhere lower, or 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 lower.
How modern women created their own misery by embracing hookup culture. Reap what you sow. Welcome to Management Highlights Daily. We are living in some interesting times. The 1950s was 70 years ago. The days of the traditional woman are long gone, and now the results of the modern woman are in. The modern woman is better educated, the modern woman is better paid, and the gender pay gap has been debunked many times. The modern woman is free to do as she pleases compared to the traditional woman of the 50s, and yet she is less happy. Women's happiness has steadily declined since the 1950s. While they used to be happier than men, and to take it a step further, today women are more likely than men to undergo mental health treatment. 1 in 8 women experience depression in their lifetime, twice the rate as men. Why is this happening? There are several factors that lead to this result. The hookup culture plays an important role in this.
The problem, though, I think for the vast majority of women with imitating masculine sexuality is, one, the physical consequences, you know, the fact that we're the ones suffering all the consequences of hormonal birth control that have to be gone through in order to have casual sex. We're the ones having unwanted pregnancies, going through abortions, or having unexpected children arriving in our lives. Like, at the end of the day, men can cut and run in a way that women can't. So there are all sorts of, you know, very concrete ways in which women are bearing the brunt of negative consequences of casual sex. I think there's also the psychological dimension, which is a bit more difficult to talk about, but which I think is very profound. You know, there are lots of ways in which male and female sexuality differs. One of the ways in which women are quite different from men is that we have a much lower sexual disgust threshold. It's much easier for us to sort of get the ick in a sexual encounter. Women tend to be much, much choosier about their sexual partners than men are. There's a very obvious evolved reason for this. It's because, you know, up until five minutes ago, we didn't have access to reliable contraception, which meant that having any kind of sexual encounter was liable to lead to pregnancy or risk leading to pregnancy. So it obviously makes sense that women will have evolved to be choosy about who they potentially get pregnant from. You know, is he going to hang around? Is he going to be a good father, etc., etc.?
Men and women are biologically different. You don't need to be an Einstein to figure this out. But in order to know where we are today, we need to know where we have been. On June 23rd, 1960, the FDA approved the sale of Enovid for use as an oral contraceptive. Now, as I said before, there are several factors that lead to the result of women's decline in happiness. The birth control pill did not start the sexual revolution, but it did play a key role in the way women think till this day. Like I said before, men and women are biologically different, so it doesn't make sense for women to trade in their God-given ability to have children so they can compete with men, have sex like men, and be happier at the end of the day. Because that's it. The reason birth control is used is because children are not wanted. This is a choice that women made.
The revolution has made women in particular happier. This is a widespread idea to understate enormously. You know, a couple of years ago when the pill hit its 50th anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the approval by the FDA of the contraceptive pill, this was just about the only idea expressed about the event. You could see it in all the secular press, cover of Time magazine, cover of Huffington Post. Cover of everywhere was a celebration of how the pill had liberated women from the chains of their fertility and that the resulting world had become a better world for them. But once again, is this empirically true? I think there is a lot of evidence here too to suggest that the answer is no.
The results are in. When you do your research, you will find that it's women that prefer hookup culture.
And I gotta tell you, I will say something about this, because I do like to say this. When I first started talking about this, I didn't know that I had a set of assumptions about hookup culture, which included this. I assumed that men liked hookup culture and women didn't. And the more that I talk to students, I'm more and more convinced that that's actually quite wrong. That most of the people who really complain about hookup culture to me and say, I would really like to date somebody, I would really like to be in a relationship, and I don't even necessarily want it to be a pseudo-married couple thing, I would just really like to date somebody, are men. And I'm more and more convinced by young men who tell me, the problem is most women, they say most women don't want to date. Most young women don't actually want to date. They say they want to. They think they want to.
This is why we make these videos, because modern society uses men as scapegoats for everything that's going wrong. Modern women are responsible for their own decisions. You are free to make whatever choice you want, but you're not free from the consequences of the choice. The FNS did not tell you what was going to happen when you would join the workforce, when you would hit the wall, when you would let Chad and Tyrone smash without marriage.
At the root of that unhappiness, one can argue, is the sexual revolution itself. Women, especially secular, sophisticated women, have been told all their lives by many people in authority, often including their own parents, that contraception was a fact of life that would make them happier and more efficient. They did not understand that, as economists have put it, again, perfectly secular economists quoted in the book, in effect, the pill and related technologies flooded the sexual marketplace with competition. And once there was all that competition, there were diminishing incentives for men to spend the time and effort it would take to find one woman in particular and stay with her. Again, some of the thinkers I cited earlier, especially George Gilder and Lionel Tiger, saw all of this coming years ago, sometimes decades ago, and for what it's worth, they were also vilified for it, and nobody's yet written a piece saying George Gilder was right or Lionel Tiger was right, but they were.
We're going to show you what this looks like, because just like Mary Amberstadt said, this information isn't new. Many, 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 many were proven right many, 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 many decades ago. But these effinists are quiet, and this next clip will demonstrate why.
Kimberly Adler has a question on this subject. Thank you.
Do you think it's possible that the women's liberation movement has gone too far away from the primary role of women to nurture and raise their children? The current role of mothering is being performed by paid caregivers, and my observations are showing me that there is a direct correlation between narcissism rising in the population and early separation of mother and child. The women who can do it all tend to have children with narcissistic traits. We ship our kids off to strangers to raise them and wonder why everyone is tired and depressed. We are allowing narcissists to rule our world, we're allowing the narcissists who currently rule our world to tell us how to raise our children.
Well, clearly we need to re-enslave women.
You are.
That's the solution.
Pay attention, guys. A woman said something that women don't want to hear. This includes responsibility. Crowd is quiet. Men says what women want to hear and use a specific keyword, slavery. Crowd claps. Stay focused, guys.
Kimberly, you are fantastically brave. Be careful on your way home. The feminists will The feminists will get you for that. But of course it's true. This extraordinary pressure to hand over young children to paid strangers while their actual mothers are
tricked off to work. Wait, why do the women have to do it if it's such an important job?
You don't like...
Dan has done a fine job raising his child.
Shall I tell you a very simple reason why? It may not apply to you, but in a lot of cases, they're better at it. There, you see. Heresy.
Jermaine, let's hear from you.
But it's true.
What world is...
Anybody who's been involved in raising children knows that women are better at it.
Oh, my God. That's just crazy.
You can't,
I'm sorry. What we've seen...
Did you see that? Again.
It may not apply to you, but in a lot of cases, they're better at it. There, you see. Heresy.
Peter Hitchens complimented women by saying that they are better at raising children and they were quiet. The reason why they were quiet is because he was talking that kryptonite, which is responsibility. Because they were clapping when this lady said this.
Wait, why do the women have to do it if it's such an important job?
You don't like...
Dan has done a fine job raising his child.
Shall I tell you a very...
Let's turn this around. There's a war going on in Ukraine. Where are these effinists complaining that men are not allowed to leave the country? Where are these women that would love to trade places with these men? Now, of course, you'll have your exceptions, but that's exactly what they are. Exceptions. Men are better at fighting than women. Men are better at handling stress. Men are physically stronger, faster, and the list goes on and on. Just ask these women that have to compete with Transformers. It's not fair. Let the men do what they have to do. Women have the tendency to make decisions based on how they feel in the moment. Short-term thinkers, and that's why they clap when you serve them that feel-good Kool-Aid.
Clearly, we need to re-enslave women.
You are.
That's the solution.
There's a difference between pleasure and happiness. Hooking up might make you feel good in the moment, but that moment will pass. I've said it many, 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 many times on this channel. We do not hate women, but we will protect ourselves at all times. When women complain and say, "Where did all the men go?" Show them this video and don't feel sorry for them. Because they made their beds, and now they have to sleep in it.
What about the fact that was reported late last year and made headline news for a while, that now fully 26% of American women are on medication for depression and anxiety, a number that's been rising, I think, even faster than it has been among adolescents and young adults? The most obvious answer to rhetorical questions like these is that something about the way we are living is making a lot of people miserable. And once again, I think you can argue that the sexual revolution is the obvious culprit. By making casual sex easier than it ever was before, the pill and related stuff put new obstacles into human relationships. And since happiness for most people, guys as well as girls, turns out to have a lot to do with having a companion in life, it's a real problem that the pill has gotten in the way of all that. So, on inspection, no. Contraception hasn't made women happier at all.
Manosphere, we working. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted.